We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I called Leroy Horde. And Crowder, he's just going to yell at me now for like 10 minutes.
He needs to.
He's just going
to
yell at me.
Bad mouth of po' boy. Who the hell bad mouths po' boys?
I think it's overrated. I just think.
Oh, there you go again. You said it again?
If I'm going to New Orleans, and I've been several times, and I love the food there, and I was so excited to try different types of foods. And everybody tells you, you're going to New Orleans, oh, you got to get a po' boy.
Mm-hmm.
Get a couple, you know, try fried shrimp,
yeah,
whatever.
Like oysters. You had an oyster one?
Right. Like everybody tells you to try po' boys, get several of them. And like when everybody tells you about a specific type of food, you expect it to be one of the best things you do or eat or try in that city. And that wasn't my experience.
Well, you done ran Leroy hot.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Leroy Horde, he joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I don't even know if I need to introduce him like that because you can hear him on 790 The Ticket, the morning show. Go ahead, Leroy. Are you upset with me? Because you texted me.
I'm not upset. Here's the problem. Okay? What kind of fancy-ass kid are you that you say, I don't like it. It got too much meat.
Too much?
It was falling off. Really? I'm in Publix trying to get them to put an extra 10 chicken tender on there because they just count for it. Don't matter if they're big or small. You go to New Orleans, my hometown, and they overstuff it, and you complain.
Just give me a good. No, Leroy, just give me a better bread to meat ratio. That's all I'm asking for.
Really?
Just give me a better.
Really?
Hey, if you went to a restaurant, you ordered a burger, and the patty was eight times the size of the bread, the burger bun. The burger bun. You would look at them and be like, "What the hell is this?" Wouldn't you?
I would tell you this. You know what's worse? If you got a big old bun and a little bitty ass patty.
For sure.
We fighting. We all fighting. Everybody in your restaurant. Everybody. Everybody getting the beat down. But here's the deal with New Orleans.
You make a good point, though, man. Who complains about too much meat? You just have to pay for too much meat. And this crazy kid says he done one falling out of his bun.
Crowder, I got one for you. Perk. Remember Perk?
Yeah.
He said he don't like Las Patas because they put too much meat on the sandwich.
You and Perk. Solana and Perk, y'all need to go eat together.
I like Las Patas, though. Leroy, here's the thing. Las Patas, their meat-to-bread ratio, it works out. Goodness. You could wrap the bread around the meat. No problem.
Hey.
And there's not meat falling out everywhere. Like, I have no problem. I have no problem with that. My problem is you eat – it's this old-ass French baguette you're getting in New Orleans.
It's not a French baguette, dude.
It's this old-ass French
baguette.
It's stale as hell.
They don't do French baguette.
It's stale as hell.
French baguette is not French baguette. Crowder, let me ask you something. You like fried shrimp?
Love it.
You like fried oysters?
Love them.
I'm going to give you a sandwich, and when you're done, I'm going to give you a couple extra shrimp and oysters on the side. That's what a
po'
boy is in New Orleans.
Oh,
come on, I love it.
Nonsense. It's not a couple extra. It's the whole sandwich.
All you gotta do is if you go with some friends, you eat your po' boy and you go, hey, try one of these shrimp. They're delicious.
What?
This is about community. They give you so much
so
you can share.
Get out of here.
Solana, you want me to tell you what you don't sleep on?
What?
A roast beef po' boy. Because how they do it, the roast beef is cooked in the au jus, right? Ooh. And when they put it on the sub, it's a little moist. So you don't have to dip it. And that is off the chain. With seasonings and stuff like that. But come on, man. Hey, and let me explain something to you. Everybody in New Orleans don't eat gator meat. I don't know why everybody thinks they got to go to New Orleans to eat some gator.
Where else am I going to? Right? I mean, here in Florida and then in New Orleans. It's supposed to be good. But you ask people when I was in New Orleans, hey, what should I get in this po' boy? I've already had shrimp. I've had the mussel one. Oh, have you tried the fried gator?
Beef.
Have you tried the fried gator? They tell you. The people in New Orleans tell you to have the fried gator po' boy.
Really?
Yeah.
What people? What do you mean? What do you mean to you people? What
no,
people?
No. I'm talking about the locals. The locals.
Hey, come on.
Hey,
you see how nervous he got? Why are you so scared? Why are you so scared, man? I'm just messing with you.
Leroy, he looked up at me like I can save him. I was like, look over here.
I need a lifeline.
You dug your own grave.
You know, speaking of which, I love a good po' boy, Leroy, now that you mention it. I'm a big fan of the po' boy.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you like this. First of all, if you went somewhere in the French Quarter, you have to understand that food down there is designed for tourists.
Yeah.
Okay? So you're going to spend $1 million for Louisiana food, but it ain't going to be the New Orleans experience. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's just like anywhere down here. If I go, how about this? If I go to the Hard Rock and I get Cuban food in the Hard Rock, it might not be as good as the Cuban food I get if I go down to Miami and go to a little corner spot. You see what I'm saying? Like, if I go to Vicky's or somewhere like that, or if I go get an empanada from Half Moon, it's just a different experience. And sometimes people go to the French Quarter, and they think they're getting the best type of Louisiana food, and that's not necessarily true. Although a lot of food down there is delicious, you have to understand that that food is not designed for, like, when you eat in New Orleans, if you ain't getting your plate filled up, people ain't coming there. But down in the French Quarter and then the tourist places, they only serving food to get you to enjoy the food. But it don't matter. They don't care if you come back because you're just visiting.
Leroy, we're talking about visiting New Orleans because it gets to me, being from Atlanta. It gets to me when somebody talks, you know, randomly finds out I'm from Atlanta, and they bring up Varsity. Varsity is disgusting, greasy, nasty food. Like, that doesn't represent Atlanta, but everybody knows about the Varsity.
Right.
Is a po' boy, like, is that the baddest thing in New Orleans, or should there be something else on the hierarchy of food in New Orleans over a po' boy?
There's, like, it depends on where you go. Like, me personally, I would never go to a restaurant and get gumbo, right? Because gumbo is so much better made at home because of the ingredients in it. And a lot of times in restaurants, they try to, you know, make it all look good for, you know, for people coming into the restaurant. So just homemade gumbo is delicious. I would say a po' boy, and the other thing that you have to experience in New Orleans, you have to go to a Popeye's Chicken in New Orleans because it's unlike any Popeye's you've been to. And so I can't really eat Popeye's anywhere. Like, I won't get chicken. I get a chicken sandwich every now and then from Popeye's down here, but I won't eat the chicken. It's not that I don't like Popeye's. It's just that my experience in New Orleans is so different. You know, like, when I went to high school, we used to get breakfast at Popeye's. Man. They got Popeye's in New Orleans where you can get daiquiris. So it's just, it's a different, Popeye's itself is a different experience. But I would say, if there was one dish that I would say, or one food that I would say you have to get while you in New Orleans, I would say, during season, get you a nice crawfish boil. You know, like, you could go into one of them restaurants. You know how down here you get your crab boil?
Yep.
if you go to a nice restaurant, to one of those restaurants, a seafood restaurant, and crawfish are good, like, they'll tell you how the crawfish are. I say, hey, how the crawfish? They'll say, you know what? They're a little bit small. And then you might not mess with them. But if they like medium to big, get you a crawfish boil and get you some of the corn, the potatoes, mm-hmm. the shrimp, all that season just thrown on your plate on a piece of paper and have at it. That's what I would suggest. A po' boy is just, you know, it's a sandwich, to be honest with you. You know, it's just one of the things about New Orleans that makes it so enticing is the fact that they put so much food on the sandwich, Solana.
No, but, I mean, the way you just said it right there, it's a sandwich. Right, that's it. Like, there's nothing special about it. There's nothing special about a po' boy.
Hey,
nothing special about it.
Hey, if you go to New Orleans, you get a po' boy, right?
Right.
I don't care what restaurant you go to in the world, right? It ain't good as a po' boy from New Orleans. Just like, guess what? I ain't going to Atlanta and tell them, give me a Cuban.
Yeah, no, but you ever good go point. To Phil? No, you go to Philadelphia. Their cheesesteaks, they suck. You get a better Philadelphia cheesesteak here in Miami.
Hey,
the cheesesteaks in Philly suck.
I'm pretty much tell you. I speak for all my homies and all my people in New Orleans. Don't come back. We don't need you.
No, I actually have a trip planned already to NOLA. I have a trip planned.
New Orleans.
Send me their numbers. Send me their numbers. I'd love to hang out.
Hey, I'ma call Leonard Fournette, Honey Badger. I'ma call all my boys and tell them, hey. Check this out. Solana's not welcome.
No, I mean I'm going back. Like, I already have a trip planned, so send me their numbers. I'd love to connect.
Get them beat up. Get them beat up, Leroy.
But the thing is, Solana, there's nowhere. The thing about New Orleans that makes New Orleans so awesome, because it's not like Miami. It's different in itself. But the two things that make New Orleans unique is one. You could get drunk as a skunk all times of day.
Yep.
They don't care how old you are. If you got a little facial hair, they'll sell it to you. And it's hard to go somewhere and get bad food.
That's true.
And there's only a handful of places in the world that you could say that.
Yeah.
That,
I'm with you.
You might not like the setup of the Po Boy. But if you go to a competent restaurant and close your eyes and point to something on the menu, if you're in New Orleans, it's going to be good.
I'm with you, though. Like, I loved NOLA. I love the cuisine at NOLA.
Hey. Don't say that.
No, I mean, I love NOLA. Mm-hmm. Like, I was...
Nobody called it NOLA!
I mean, I can't wait to go back to NOLA.
I can't wait to be in NOLA. You're going to get jumped as soon as you hit the street.
That's what I want to happen. Let's make that happen, Leroy. Yeah.
He's going to say, I went to New Orleans, and I got the poor boy like Leroy said, and I said, this is the best thing before the NOLA. I got jumped.
I want to be there.
They won't
plan this.
They won't mess with an athlete like me, Leroy, so don't worry about it.
Make sure you cut that ponytail off.
Thanks, Leroy. Thank you.
All right,
bro. Oh, I want to make that happen.
I'll go to NOLA. I love NOLA.
You feel good saying that?
Everybody calls it NOLA.
Who?
What are you talking about?
In your family?
Everybody.
Like everybody who?
You tell people I'm going to NOLA. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, they laugh at you.
Get out of here.
You
come
back.
On.
They're
come
laughing.
On.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.